All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. It is season 9, and we are talking about coupleships and relationships post-discovery and also post-formal disclosure, and hopefully. So this is our topic for today. We are talking about attachment styles in the wake of addiction. And you know, this is just me, and this is a very, very biased comment, but it is truly coming from a place of professional experience for the last 20 plus years in working with addiction and recovery and betrayal trauma and all of that. And I do believe that addiction sometimes or oftentimes is what brings individuals, couples, and families to a place of healing. So while I hate and despise the disease of addiction and I fight hard every day to expose it and terminate it, I still honor that it is what brings people to therapy. It's what brings them to an awakening. It's what brings them sometimes to the best version of themselves that they, you know, never believed that they could find. They didn't know it was possible because they didn't know what they didn't know, right? So I have to honor that part of it. But here's the thing. When addiction brings people to a place of, you know, gosh, you know, they're awakened, right? Because it's like, I can't continue to live my life like this. The negative consequences are too painful for me to endure, right? I'm either going to end my life or I am going to shift into recovery, right? So at that stage, what you start to look at for couples in their own individual therapy is like, what are their attachment styles? And so we're talking about attachment styles in the wake of addiction, because you have to start looking at, what is my attachment style? Why are we talking about this in season 9 when we've talked about this in so many other seasons? It's because you want to understand your style of relating, the way that you attach or detach from other human beings, because it shows up in your coupleship. It shows up in all of your past relationships and in your current relationships, and it will show up in your future relationships, including the one that you're about to enter into with your partner, because you're about to enter into a new relationship, a very new and unfamiliar relationship, uncharted territory. So you definitely want to know the way that you relate to others and what tendencies you have with regards to attachment. So what that means is, what is my attachment style? Okay, so there's four main attachment styles in relationships, okay? There's a secure attachment, an anxious attachment, an avoidant attachment, and a disorganized attachment. There are, you know, it really depends on what you search and who you read and all of those things with regards to their terminology, but this is bare bones, just basic, okay? There's secure and insecure, and of the insecure types, there are three: anxious, avoidant, and disorganized. And those are the ones we're going to talk about. It is rare, I'm just going to say, it is quite rare to start working with a couple who are reintegrating and healing from sexual addiction and betrayal to find secure attachments, okay? Now, sometimes when you start to really lift up the hood and look in there at people's histories and their family of origin and all of that, sometimes you find that they may have had secure attachment styles leading into this relationship, this partnership or marriage, but because of the disease of addiction, they shifted quite naturally away from secure attachment and into insecure attachment styles. Okay. A lot of betrayed partners find that whether the codependency pre-existed this relationship or not, they often do find that they have codependent tendencies after living under the same roof with a disease of addiction for a while, and they can tend towards an anxious attachment style. Okay. It's just the most common of what I see for the betrayed partners. Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content, and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works, to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. What I see quite often with recovering addicts is an avoidant or disorganized attachment style. Okay. Also an insecure attachment, but they're often of either of the avoidant type or the disorganized type. And a lot of that has to do with their family of origin and their relationship to self. Because when you have been living with an active disease, the way that you relate to yourself is so avoidant and disorganized. And so, yes, oftentimes it has to do with childhood trauma and attachment wounds from early life, but it also has to do with all of the wounds that you have endured as a result of your disease. And for a lot of my recovering addicts, I mean, this started very early on for them, oftentimes prepubescent, you know, around 10, 11 years old. And then you've got some people that are postpubescent and starting to act out with things like pornography, and that just escalates over time. But you can see how you would start to develop an avoidant or very disorganized attachment to self. People don't talk about that as much because they're just talking about the way you relate to others. But I often like to look at it in two ways. Like, how do I relate to me? How do I relate to self? And how do I relate and respond in relationship? Okay, let's just look a little bit at what is a secure attachment, just so you know. Insecure is the opposite, but the secure attachment, these are people who feel comfortable with intimacy and also with independence, right? So, you know, if you're looking at a child, this child, say you're going into a daycare or something like that, and you're paying attention to the way the children respond to their major caregivers. A child that is securely attached is going to, you know, hold on tightly and feel very intimate and secure in the care and the arms of the parent. But when the parent leaves, they might at first be, you know, saddened that the parent is leaving, but they recover quite quickly because they can engage in independent play and socialize, and, you know, they're not falling apart because they believe and know that the parent will return. The parent will come back. These are secure attachments. These are people, like I said, who feel comfortable both with intimacy and with independence. Okay. They can express their needs and their feelings openly, and they tend to be able to engage in balanced relationships. It's not codependent. Okay. It's independent. Right. Okay. And then the insecure types we've already mentioned, but just the anxious type, they worry a lot in their relationships, and they have a deep fear of losing that relationship or being left by that person or abandoned by that person. Okay. They can be very sensitive to their partner's actions or reactions. They can be very hypervigilant when it comes to their moods. And if they feel that their partner is pulling away or shutting down, they, you know, lean in closer, okay? So they seek, they do what we call safety seeking and try to get closer and closer to someone who's pulling away. And so, of course, they're feeling abandoned, right? And then we've got avoidant attachment. This is typically what I see more in my recovering sex addicts. And most often, these are male recovering sex addicts. But in this style, there's a preference for emotional distance and independence. And I don't like the word preference because I don't think that's what their authentic self prefers. You know, when you talk to them, honestly, they prefer and desire on a very deep level closeness, connection, and intimacy. But there is so much resistance and guardedness around that that they just can't, their nervous system gets so dysregulated when engaging that, they have built no tolerance for it, okay? So it's not necessarily their preference, but they are not able to tolerate too much intensity or need, right, from another being or from their partner. People with this style, they may avoid discussing deep feelings or going to an emotional level in conversations. And they often don't ask for help, okay? Which is oftentimes why they wind up going down this deep, deep, deep path to addiction. You know, there is a big resistance in asking for the help of others, and we all need the help of others, all right? Disorganized attachment. This style is often linked, and I would debate and argue that all of them are linked to childhood trauma and traumatic wounds in early life. But this one particularly is very closely associated with past traumas and pain and wounding and betrayal. It's really weird because, like, you've got a mix of behaviors. Okay. So it's like on one hand, you're seeking closeness, but very aggressively seeking this closeness and this connection and deep emotional, you know, sharing. And then as soon as that gets to a certain point, they pull away. They pull away. And I see this in both equally, males and females. And it's kind of like, I call it, it kind of feels like a turtle where it's like, I'm going to poke my head out. And sometimes I'll come all the way out because it feels so good. And then as soon as, you know, you get close to them, they yank that head back in, you know, and it's a disorganized attachment, and it leaves them feeling very confused. And again, it just kind of like reinforces some of those negative core beliefs that they carry about themselves and who they are, right? And so, yes, we're going over attachment styles again. We're going over it though because this is what is going to show up and has been showing up in your coupleship until the point of reconciliation. And it will show up in reconciliation, right? So the goal is to work towards secure attachment. Can you rewire? Yes, you can. I have seen it. Is it comfortable? Hell no. No, it's not easy. It's not comfortable. It is hard, hard work, and it can be done. And on the other side of it, it feels so good. It feels so good to be cared for. It feels so good to know what your needs are, express your needs, and feel secure that they will be met by the right people. And also feel secure enough in self to know that if they can't meet your needs, you're going to get your needs met either by self or by another trusted other. Okay? I mean, it is a really beautiful thing, and it can happen. It can happen for you in your interpersonal relationship and in this coupleship, where both of you become securely attached, where you know who you are in your recovery. You know who you are interpersonally. You have healed from your complex PTSD, from your trauma, from your childhood wounding, and you have moved into a place of secure attachment where you can turn towards each other in your partnership and trust that needs will be expressed and met. This is a thing of beauty, and it's on the way for you. It really can happen, and so we're here for that. We are here for that. I just wanted to make a recommendation real quick. When it comes to sexual reintegration therapy, which is called SRT, sexual reintegration therapy, there's a couple that I really like, and they've written a book called The Couple's Guide to Intimacy. And the subtitle is How Sexual Reintegration Therapy Can Help Your Relationships Heal. And this is Bill and Ginger Barkall. And I just recommend their book, and I like what they do, and they also offer some workshops. So, I commend that to your reading, and just know that sexual reintegration, it's out there. It is out there, and they are people who, do this work well and, want to, follow you down this journey of health and healing and recovery. All right, guys, we're here for that too at the Direct Impact Podcast. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to our email at Direct Impact. All right, guys, have a great week. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.